This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about a novel that's a barely disguised account of what's going on right now. Mike Conley, he and I have been friends for a long time. I guess I should mention that. Has been in the forefront of the freedom movement for many years, and has written a novel, The Rag, which is not really all that fictional. The names have been changed, and probably some of the places, to protect the innocent or the guilty from the point of view of tyrants in our government. The novel is entitled The Rag, and as you'll find out, The Rag is all that's left of one of the great national symbols. So we'll get into all that. Mike, first of all, I want to thank you for having made the effort to produce this. I think you've accomplished a very readable version of an inside look at what's really happening and the meaning of the things that are going on right around us.
Well, that's what I tried to do. I mean, you know, this novel is part fact and part fiction.
Right.
And the facts are that it talks about what happens in this country if we slip away from being a constitutional republic. And that's what we are, by the way. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. We slip away from that into a dictatorship. And it's about the consequences of that happening. And we see some consequences of some of it already, because we are slipping away as I speak about the situation. It is getting worse almost every day as far as our constitutional rights and our disregard of the Constitution. And then the novel goes on to talk about, and this is the fiction part, possibly it could be true before long, and that is the American people rising up and executing their constitutional rights, keep and bear arms, their constitutional right to fight for their freedom. People need to realize, and I pointed this out in my blog and on my talk radio show, that the there's more than just a Constitution out there. We have the Declaration of Independence, which gives us the absolute right that if the government we are under becomes tyrannical and starts to deny our constitutional rights or our God-given rights, we have an absolute right to alter or abolish that government. And the novel is basically based on people who decide it's time to execute that right and to fight for this country right here within our country.
The example that you gave early on was of, well, a mention that Hitler had disarmed the veterans and that that was a first step that he had taken, because they would have been, as in the United States, one of the most likely bulwarks against tyranny, probably even more so in the United States than in Germany, because in Germany, the military typically takes an oath to defend the president or the prime minister or the chancellor or whatever his title might be, whereas in the United States, it's an oath to defend the Constitution. That being said, the Hitler analogy was somewhat chilling, because our dear leader is currently involved in gutting the military of our country as you and I speak. Units are being decommissioned and disbanded. And I think Obama understands very clearly that the military is probably one of the groups in this country that, without too much argument, most fervently believes in and is willing to defend the Constitution. That which they took an oath to defend. And I was, as I was reading through The Rag, your all-too non-fictional novel, it was brought to mind of Idaho State Representative Heather Scott. Heather's in her first term from the northern Idaho panhandle, and she had gotten wind from one of the fellows in her district, a veteran, that because his finances were rocky, and the guy was not well off, the VA had determined that he was incompetent to handle his own affairs. Well, being destitute and incompetent, really, I hope we can understand that those are different concepts. Nevertheless, they had told him that at 9 a.m., I think it was, the next morning, early the next morning, they were going to be coming out to grab his guns. Because, after all, we can't have incompetent people running around with guns. And the only thing that protected that veteran was Heather Scott, who, in the space of about 2 hours, which I found rather remarkable, she really got the heads up around 7 in the morning. And by 9 o'clock in the morning, the county sheriff was there, and about 100 of her campaign supporters, and probably some friends of the veteran as well, were there, all holstered but armed, to let the VA know that there wasn't anything wrong with this vet, and they really didn't need to take his guns. And when they saw that, they, in so many words, said, "Never mind." And that was it. And they've not been back, because they realize if they like poking their hand in a hornet's nest, going back to Bonner's Ferry, and we'll see what happens. So it almost did happen, and it has happened in other cases where the vet didn't have access to a Representative Heather Scott. And I thought, man, your account of how Hitler got started was pretty timely, actually. Maybe we have our own Hitler.
Well, I think we do, and I've been talking about this on my talk radio show, because, you know, I'm executive director of the United States Justice Foundation, and we've been representing veterans now for over 4 years. We're having this happening to them on a daily basis. There are over 200,000 veterans out there who have been put on the NICS list, which means they cannot legally purchase firearms in this country, under the category of being mentally ill to the point of being a danger to themselves or others. And they are on that list, and they are being told they cannot own firearms. They're being put on that list because they're incompetent to handle their own financial affairs. We have, in writing from the VA, people being declared incompetent because they let their spouses pay the family bills, because they have minor PTSD, because they have minor depression, or we just won a case here in Texas for one veteran where he was declared incompetent. Again, we have this in writing, because he had the bank automatically pay his bills every month out of his checking account.
Michael, let me just jump in and ask a related question. Does anybody really think that Mr. Trump pays his own bills with his own hand and his own checkbook? Really?
Exactly.
And does anybody want to argue that the man's incompetent? And that's really what they're saying. I mean, when you put it in those terms, I think we can realize that, wait a minute, we probably need to dig a little deeper before we can conclude that somebody isn't altogether there. So, wow. These people will use any excuse to grab our guns. And I think that's the takeaway, that any excuse is a good excuse, because we want your guns and we're going to come for them. And we don't really care whether you like the excuse or not, but that's what we're going to do.
In my novel, I point out that there are 23 million veterans in this country. I am one of those veterans. I have two sons currently serving on active duty in the military. The oldest boy is a major in the Army who has had 94 months in combat zone since 9/11.
Let's pick up on what your sons have been doing, because it's obviously a family tradition, being a veteran, and hopefully none of them ever start paying your bills, Michael. We're going to be back and talk with Mike Conley, author of The Rag, a book that I would strongly urge that you get. It's a quick and easy read.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, today on the Gun Owners News Hour, we are discussing a novel written by a friend of mine, Mike Conley, an attorney at the United States Justice Foundation, actually. The book is called The Rag, and We were talking about how it deals with veterans and how whether there's just a straight out move against them, the way Hitler did to disarm them sort of en masse, or whether it may be a little bit more subtle. I think Obama's probably been a lot more subtle than Hitler, even though he has announced he has the same objective, to fundamentally transform his country. That was certainly Hitler's objective, and Obama has been marching along toward that road. But, Mike, you were talking about how this move against veterans could get pretty personal, because not only are you a vet, but you've got two sons that are currently serving. And obviously, your family is probably not among those most favored by our president, could we say?
I would think not. You know, we go back all the way to the Revolutionary War. As a matter of fact, I've written another book, a nonfiction book, a Mortarman, about my dad's unit in World War II. And he, you know, they landed on the second wave at Utah Beach and we combat 326 straight days. And that one is also extremely popular. And, but the, when it comes down to my son.
Give me the name of that again, Mike. It didn't come through that clearly to me.
Okay. The Mortarman.
The Mortarman. Okay.
In the end. It's been widely acclaimed because of the fact that this was a unit that fired the big 4.2 mortars, and they were the most sought-after fire support unit in European theater of operations after D-Day. And nobody except the people who were over there really knew anything about them. And now they're doing reenactments in some places in the country of what this unit did. So we go back a long way. And as a veteran, and I took the same oath of office my father took, my sons took, and that is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. 23 million veterans out there took the same oath. That oath does not expire. The fact that I'm no longer active in the military does not matter. The fact that anybody's retired from the military doesn't matter. That oath stands, and it will never expire. It never just goes away. It can never be. We can never be told by anybody that you don't have to obey that oath anymore. Now, a similar oath of office is taken by members of Congress, members and justices of the Supreme Court, the president, and many of them ignore the oath.
I think they might take the oath with their fingers crossed behind their back.
I think they absolutely do. But see, what the people don't know.
And Mike, I've told this story before, but some of them really think that it's that easy to duck an oath. When I was sworn into the Virginia legislature, it was January, and not too surprising, the roads were really icy. And the day before, I had gotten out of my car to help a damsel in distress. Turned out she was a teacher, probably had worked against me, but she was stuck. And as I'm trying to push her off the ice, I slipped and cracked my elbow. And so a quick trip to the emergency room, and my right arm is in a cast from then through about 2 weeks. So naturally, when we were sworn in, there was no way I could raise my right hand because I was in a cast and a sling. So I raised my left hand to take the oath, figuring that which hand wasn't really that big a deal. It was whether I meant what I was saying. Well, three of my new colleagues, one of them literally bounded over a row of desks to congratulate me because that doesn't count, does it? The contempt they have for the Constitution and the work of the people that they say they're there to represent is just amazing. And by the way, these were obviously Republicans, because I was on the Republican side of the aisle, as it were, in that legislature. And so these were the good guys. You just imagine what it might have been like on the other side of the room. So, well, yes, we have a problem, Houston.
But most people don't realize that there are, in fact, federal statutes that make it illegal to violate that oath of office. You can be put in jail for up to a year, and fined up to $10,000 for any time that you do something to denigrate the Constitution or to try to destroy our constitutional republic. And by my calculation, that means Obama alone owes us about 457 years in prison.
We wouldn't have too many members of Congress sitting right now either, would we?
No, very, very few of them, actually, on both sides of the aisle.
Well, of course, here's the rub, and we've seen it already in other similar occasions. The Justice Department would have to enforce it, and apparently the only thing they're interested in enforcing is whatever it is that Obama wants, not the Constitution. So we do. Houston, we do have a problem.
We do, and this is, you know, again, going back to my novel, that's what I talk about. And I talk about what leads up to all of this, and I talk about how all of a sudden the people of the United States, without even realizing it, not even knowing it's happening or trying to ignore the fact that it's happening, suddenly find themselves under a dictatorship. And they are suddenly being ruthlessly placed in re-education camps. They're being executed if they try to exercise their Second Amendment rights. If they try to exercise their freedom of speech or freedom of religion, they're being put in camps, and they're being drugged to make them subdued to what the government wants them to do. And the novel starts in New Orleans, Louisiana, which is where I went to high school and lived for a number of years. And it starts there, and then it migrates up to other parts of Louisiana, and then finally into Canton, Texas, which is where I live now, and where the headquarters of the East Texas Militia is. And that is one of the militias that ultimately becomes a leader in the resistance in this country. And the novel has battle scenes that a lot of people are praising highly, and it has deals with a lot of characters out there, and there are a lot of things in that novel that people are enjoying. But they're also looking at me and saying, you know what? I hope that really comes true if, in fact, we lose our country. I hope we have people who are willing to step forward and organize and resist and take back our country. And that's what happened in 1776. We had people who in this country were being subjected to totalitarianism. They decided to resist. They use proclaim their God-given rights, and that these rights couldn't be taken away from them.
You bet. Well, we are talking about The Rag. It's a novel, quote-unquote. It's been written by attorney Michael Conley, and it deals with where are we and what kind of a country are we and do we want to be shortly. We're going to be back and talk some more about this, so please stay tuned.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Michael Connelly, author of The Rag, R-A-G. We may get to what the rag is, but in the meantime, we'll continue discussing the disturbing symptoms of a republic gone awry, our own country right now. At the helm, of course, is a president who wants it to be awry because he wanted it to be fundamentally transformed. I've kind of taken a liking to the analogy that some have used. Mary, I'd like you to marry me. I want to fundamentally transform you so you'll really be cool. Yeah, right. See how far that one goes. And yet it went pretty far in the annals of the Obama presidency because 5 days before he was actually elected in 08, that's what he told us. We're 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States. Mary, we're 5 days away from my being able to fundamentally transform your ugly puss. Wow, such a deal. Mary might not have walked up to the altar, but we did. And so we're stuck with this guy for another several weeks, and Lord willing, we're going to get unstuck fairly shortly. The one of the themes in the book was an account, kind of runs throughout, that the federal police, which of course are unconstitutional, the federal police were not interested in stopping the rioting that was occurring in the pages, reported on in the pages of the rag. In fact, if anything, one might suspect that it was kind of approved of by the president himself. The federal police were interested in perhaps defending themselves, but they ended up actually being seen helping the rioters. That isn't all that far from where we've actually been already. And given the cold anger that we see in Obama's eyes so many times, it seems to me that could actually happen with his use of the unconstitutional police force at the Department of Homeland Security that now numbers over 100,000 individuals.
Well, he has a continued idea by Obama that he has perpetuated since he was running for office in 2008, when he said that we needed a private civilian force that was as well equipped and well armed as the United States military. And of course, we've seen him over the term of his term cutting the size of the military disastrously while increasing the size of so-called federal forces. I mean, we've seen just in the past year, the Bureau of Land Management has its own SWAT team. Now, why does the Bureau of Land Management, which is supposed to manage federal lands, why do they need a SWAT team? We've also seen...
Yeah, we could ask that same question about why does the Department of Education have a SWAT team? Actually, we do know the answer to that. We saw them use it to collect delinquent loans from a gal that had gotten student loans and was quite delinquent in repaying. By golly, we're going to send that SWAT team out and collect them from that broad.
that's one of the incredible stories out there, but it's not uncommon. I mean, we have the Social Security Administration buying up thousands of rounds of ammunition. Now, what does the Social Security Administration need ammunition for? But it all goes back to the premise that I come to in my book. And by the way, the people should know that the whole crisis is virtually finally precipitated by something that we've been talking about on my radio show and a lot of other people have been talking about. It's a real possibility, and that's an EMP attack, electronic magnetic pulse attack that knocks out essentially all of the electric power, all the electric grids, knocks out communications, knocks out our banks. You can't withdraw money. This would cause a major crisis in this country. And it is a possibility, not just coming externally, but coming internally. And in the book, we talk about the riots, and you mentioned that, and how the riots are used by the federal police, which has been well organized at that point, by a president and by the federal police to disarm American citizens. They go in and they don't bother the rioters. They go in after the people who are defending their homes, standing in front of their own doorways with a rifle or with a pistol.
And you, by the way, just in case anybody thinks you're getting too far away from what happened in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
The defenders of their homes were disarmed by the whatever the National Guard, whatever the police were that were being sent into particular neighborhoods. It has happened.
It absolutely has. And that was, we were involved in that. It was Gun Owners of America in the court case that ultimately said that was illegal, that was unconstitutional, that Americans should not have been disarmed in New Orleans, simply because there had been a national disaster, a natural disaster. And we won that case in federal court ultimately. But like you say, it's not far-fetched. This could happen. And in my novel, it does happen, and it ultimately leads to the concentration camps and ultimately leads to people escaping from those camps and to people around the world, around the country, I should say, joining together to resist tyranny.
It certainly gives an understanding and fleshes out something that's just a few words in the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights why we have a militia. The militia is there, and I know this really explodes liberal heads because I've almost been spattered up close and personal when talking about it with them. But the militia is there to resist the government when the government runs off the rails, tries to depart from the Constitution, and head off into a tyrannical direction, which is, of course, exactly what you describe in some plausible detail in your novel, The Rag. The government is clearly heading off into this unconstitutional direction and using disorder as a tool of gaining more power, which is a chronic, tyrannical, dictatorial tool, which we've seen resorted to all over the world throughout history. In fact, to go back to Hitler and his taking power, there was a fire in their parliament, the Reichstag, and that was the excuse, one of the big excuses for cracking down and coming in with a police state. Got to get them communists, you know. And that is exactly the kind of thing that we ought to be on the watch for here. And to be willing to examine the news that we're getting, assuming that maybe the media is kind of in the pocket of our dear leader rather than interested in reporting what's actually happening.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, you know, the media is being exploited. And the analogy to Adolf Hitler, and I continue to make this because the fact that I have read Mein Kampf, which was Adolf Hitler's book about how he was going to take control. I've been fascinated by the history of World War II and the Nazis because obviously my father was in World War II and I did a lot of research preparing the book about him.
Gets up close and personal. Well, listen, let's pick up with this again, Michael Connelly, A Family Tradition of Fighting Tyranny. The novel is The Rag. And we're going to be back. We got one more segment. Don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And my guest today is Mike Conley. He's the author of the somewhat fictionalized account of America under dictatorship. He now lives in East Texas. He wasn't born there, but as he might say, he got there as soon as he could. And East Texas certainly became the fulcrum of the freedom fight in the novel The Rag, taking back power from an illegitimate government, which had tried to disarm the people on its way to tyranny. And happily, it seems as if Americans are not, and I think you're right about this, Michael, I think Americans are not all that likely to disarm themselves. And when we see some airheaded liberal talking about these guns shouldn't be allowed and they ought to be taken away, the thought that comes to my mind is, are you going to take them away from people? Who is?
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, the Obama administration and the liberals out there are creating a nation of whips. They want people to, the college students, to have their safe spaces. They want to hide, you know, so they don't hear things about the Second Amendment or don't hear anybody talking about freedom of religion. And these are the people that they're going to send against 23 million veterans, most of who own firearms in this country. These are the people they're going to send to disarm us? I don't think so. And that's one of the things I talk about in my novel, is that in the novel, they use mercenaries, the federal government does to a great extent. And these are Syrian and Iranian mercenaries. These are people who don't have any respect for our Constitution or our religion or anything else. They use them to try to come after us.
And, of course, the American generals, quote-unquote, are basically political hacks with close to zero military experience, probably experience with firearms included. They are so unprepared for their dastardly deeds that they would have to resort to a foreign power. And isn't it interesting? I like the way you showed how it was a natural fit in your novel, The Rag, Michael Conley, that the liberals, the progressives, would very comfortably turn to Muslims, to Islam, as a natural alliance because both hate the United States. The Muslims might want to fundamentally transform the United States, probably a little differently from the kind of United States President Obama would like to have, where homosexuality would be exalted. Muslims, not so much. But basically, they both want power. They're power religions. And it's a natural fit until they both have emerged victorious, and then I think the liberals would be so surprised to find their throats being slit, if that's maybe too delicate a way of describing having their head chopped off.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't realize what's out there. I mean, it's amazing to me to watch people like Nancy Pelosi talking positively about the Muslim religion, about Islam. But in fact, if we have Sharia law in this country, she will not be allowed to drive a car. She will not be allowed to serve in Congress, obviously.
So it's not all bad.
Yes.
I joke, folks. I joke. That was a joke. But yeah, you're right. She's crazy. She's playing with dynamite, and she doesn't realize how short that fuse is.
That's precisely correct. And again, we go back to the situation with Nazi Germany. I mean, people, Adolf Hitler went in, and the first thing he did when he was elected chancellor, and he was elected, was to nationalize totally the healthcare system in Germany, feeling that if he could control the access to healthcare, he could control the German people. Then he started to disarm the public, beginning with the German veterans. World War I veterans had taken an oath actually similar to one we take. It was to defend their constitution and their country. He wanted to disarm them. He succeeded. The German people stood by and let him succeed. And then they stood by and they let him take away their weapons. And then they stood by as he started rounding up not just Jews, but anybody who was, he thought, would oppose his regime.
And or was going to be a financial burden. So if you had, I don't know, polio or something like that, you were going to be too costly to maintain. Away with them.
Yep. Well, you know, I've written an article on my blog, actually a couple of years ago, where I talk about psychiatry as a weapon of tyranny. And I point out that in Germany, that's what they were doing with people. They were picking them up. Same things happened in our veterans here. And they were declaring people, they didn't, you know, arrest them for treason. They didn't put them in court where it would be public and they would have a trial.
Now, unfit. You
know, initially, they just sent them to a psychiatrist, a state psychiatrist who would take them, say, okay, you're mentally ill, we're putting you in an institution. And ultimately, they would die in the institution or disappear or something would happen to them. So it's the same type of game that I describe, as a matter of fact, in The Rag. I talk about that happening to American citizens, and it's already happened in other countries. We know it's been used in Germany. We know it was used in the Soviet Union, probably being used right now in Russia. And this is real stuff. This is stuff that is happening today in this country, and people don't realize it. And what I do in The Rag is I try to describe, number one, what is happening right now in front of our very eyes, and in many cases we're not seeing it, and number two, what the ultimate outcome will be if we continue to let it happen, and number three, hopefully how we could resist it once it does happen. And that's the three premises of the book.
Well, America was founded because there were people that were willing and able to resist back in the 18th century. Now, we've got a little bit of experience with this. And it's so interesting, the parallels, not only with Nazi Germany, but when we do go back to the 18th century, we see that the British were engaged in their own efforts for gun control. They were banning the importation of ammunition into the colonies. No nothing to shoot, the Second Amendment, as it were, becomes kind of a null. And the same insight, the same impulse then by tyrants, they had a British accent then, as the ones in the last century that had a German accent. Problem is today, they don't have any accent. They sound just like us.
Exactly. And, you know, people need to read the Declaration of Independence. Now, most people, at least those of us who were taught it in school and our kids are not being taught it these days, but most of us are very familiar with the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, where it talks about God-given rights. It talks about our right to declare a government illegitimate and replace that government. But further down, and this is something that most people don't even know exists, there is a long laundry list of the reasons why the American colonists were declaring their independence. And it's a long laundry list of what King George was doing to them.
It doesn't sound that unfamiliar, frankly, when you read through it.
Exactly.
Like I've seen that movie more recently.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've got a contemporaneous description of the dangers that we face, but we've been there before, folks, and that, I think, is something that we need to keep in mind, that we wouldn't even be the United States. We'd be doing this broadcast right now. Well, first of all, we probably would. And I would have British accents, and things would be rather different.
Things would be very different.
We had guns, and we had the willingness to die for their God and their families. They would rather die with a bullet in the chest than live on their knees. And I think that is one of the things that really made America such a great place, that we had people of that caliber that were willing to put it all on the line. No talk. If it went beyond talk, they were willing to be there on the field of battle. Let's hope that we can win the battle of ideas before it gets to the way it did for our forefathers. But if talk is not enough, let's be as prepared as they were. Don't give up your guns. Michael Connolly, thanks so much for writing The Rag.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!